91X News.
It's minus 9 and sunny. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. Residents are urged to protect themselves from the influenza virus after a local resident was confirmed as the first lab-confirmed case. Media relations consultant Carol Snell of the Hastings and Prince Edward County Health Unit says it's not too late to take measures.
The best way to protect yourself from influenza and your family as well is to get the flu shot. The health unit conducts specific flu clinics earlier in the year and late in 2011, but we also have our regular immunization clinics that run year-round. So even if you didn't get a flu shot at their specialized flu clinics, you can still come to an immunization clinic.
Flu vaccines are available and free to anyone older than 6 months who live, work, and go to school in Ontario at any of the health unit's immunization clinics. Visit www.yourhealthunit.ca for schedules and more details. Strong winds last night caused some minor damage in the region. There were broken traffic lights in Hamilton Township at the intersection of County Road 28 and Dale Road. There were also trees blocking roads in two separate incidents in Brighton, one of which involved severed hydro wires. Brighton Public Works and Hydro One crews attended and cleared the trees and hydro wires from the roadways. There were no reports of injuries or damage to private property. Reports suggest Keystone XL, Canada's controversial cross-border pipeline project, is about to be rejected by the U.S. government. Washington political publication The Hill says the U.S. State Department is set to announce this afternoon that it won't approve the $7 billion TransCanada plan. As a result, shares in TransCanada Corp. are falling in value on the Toronto Stock Exchange. The project, designed to transport bitumen from northern Alberta to Gulf Coast refineries, have been a major challenge for U.S. President Barack Obama in an election year amid opposition from environmental groups. TransCanada and its supporters, including Prime Minister Stephen Harper, have argued for months that the Keystone XL pipeline from Alberta to the Gulf Coast is vital to the United States because it'll provide energy security and jobs. The prairies are in the grip of bone-chilling Arctic air, and it's not going to warm up until the weekend. Wind chills in the minus 50 degrees Celsius range are forecast in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. Drivers are being warned to keep emergency kits in case they get stuck somewhere, with frostbite a danger if skin is exposed for even short periods of time. Edgar Allan Poe fans are holding what could be a final vigil for a mysterious visitor tonight. The Associated Press's Sandy Kozel.
It's a plot worthy of Poe. What happened to the black-clad visitor who's left roses and cognac on the writer's Baltimore grave on his birthday for decades? He's failed to appear for 2 years now. A few years back, Poe House and Museum curator Jeff Jerome told us he enjoyed being part of the mystery, so had no idea who was behind it.
We never make any attempt to identify or to interfere with this tribute.
Jerome says he'll wait one last time tonight before calling an end to the tradition. I'm Sandy Kozel.
That's 91X News 2103. Here's Austin McKay with sports.
In Loyalist Lancer Athletics, the men's volleyball team plays Fleming tonight at 8, and the women's play Fleming at 6. Both Lancer squad carry a nice 8-4 record. To the hard court, the 5-4 women's Loyalist basketball team visits George Brown at 6 o'clock, while the Loyalist men's team plays after at 8. Both teams will be looking to start winning consistently. Daniel Alfredson and Zdeno Chara will be the captains at the NHL All-Star Game in Ottawa. Alfredson was voted into the starting lineup by fans. The Swedish-born dinosaur will be making his 6th All-Star game since entering the league in 1995. Chara was named to the team last week and will be in his 6th appearance as well. The former teammates and the rest of the All-Stars will partake in the All-Star festivities January 29th at the Scotiabank Place. Defending champion and top seed Novak Djokovic is back in action at the Australian Open this evening. Djokovic has a second-round match with Santiago Giraldo of Colombia. Other men's seeds action includes Canadian Milos Raonic of Thornhill, Ontario, who will match up against Filippo Pechner of Germany. Raonic will look to build off his first-round match, in which he defeated Filippo Valangieri in 3 straight sets. Andy Murray and Andy Roddick play today as well. Dieter Kuch of Switzerland led the second training session for men's World Cup downhill on Wednesday. An overall champion Ivica Kolesnik crashed into the safety nets but avoided injury. Eric Gay of Mont-Tremblant, Quebec, was the top Canadian and finished in 7th place. A final training session is scheduled for Thursday, followed by the race on Saturday. Remember to send us your team or league scores to email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Josie DeBarros with 91x weather.
Thanks, Austin. Today, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of -7. And tonight, clear, increasing cloudiness late in the evening with a 30% chance of flurries overnight. A low of -11 with temperatures rising to -4 by the morning. Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud, periods of snow beginning in the morning and ending in the evening. Clearing late in the evening with an amount of 5 centimeters of snow. High of -1. It's -9. I'm Jose DeBarros with Austin Mackay. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.